Mpumalanga, let's then shift focus, bring in the Speaker of the City of Mbombela, local municipality, Speaker William Nkata. He joins us now in conversation following the outcome of the court. In fact, I'm looking at the date now. It says the 19th of August, 2024, meaning it came out yesterday. And it was also yesterday where we try and revisited the issue following that it was before court. And subsequently today, we have since learned of the outcome. Now, I'm going to read to you some of the directives given by the court. It says that municipality, it is referred to as respondent number four or the fourth respondent. It says the municipality has decision to place the CFO under the special leave is declared unlawful and is set aside. That's part one. But number two is that the municipality is ordered to reinstate the CFO into her position as the chief financial officer. Then the other part or the directive that comes from the court is that the fourth respondent, being the municipality's council, is ordered to pay the costs of this application, meaning the legal exercise costs of the CFO must be furnished by the municipality's council, if I'm interpreting it correctly. Let's bring in the speaker to see if we are in line with what the court is saying. Speaker, good evening. Thank you so much for making time. Your immediate reaction of what the court has somewhat ruled on, and now that the council, of which you are a chairperson of, needs to do.
Good evening, Musa, and thank you for having me to your listeners of the Rise FM in Mpumalanga. We have since received the judgment from the Labour Court that seeks to give us an order of court on the outcome of the proceedings that taken place some few weeks back. I think it was last week or so. When you started to raise the matter with me, I think 2 weeks ago, I said to you, I'm not at liberty to respond because the matter is subject to care. It was before court. Court has indeed concluded this process and has counselled been found on the wrong side of the law. We've been instructed through the court order. I think the legal representative for representing the municipality will further advise what needs to happen, but as such, the municipality will not defy a court order which has been handed down by the judge. So ours as counsel, we need to adhere to what the court has ordered us to do. Mm-hmm. Most of the issues that you have raised, that our decisions and our resolution of counsel to place the CFO on special leave was unlawful and is indeed being set aside. That part of the order is that we reinstate Ms. Banyon as the CFO. And you sort of clarity to say, what does that mean? I'm not a legal guru, but in the argument of courts, the court wanted the definition and expression of what is a special leave in its legal context.
Mm.
So the problem was the issue of a special leave in terms of legal context and its application. The incumbent or the applicant shall have applied for it and counsel therefore granted to the applicant. You don't decide or impose it unto any official or anybody else, including the applicant, which is Mrs. Banyo. So based on that, we've been found wanting.
Mm.
It means those that have advised us that were taking the good and the right decisions at the time might have omitted, or it is through by omission or commission, I'm not sure, which we still have to find out this concept to say what really went wrong. Because the advice, according to our own self as counsel, we believe as a collective were properly advised, as the report was properly prepared, and we're hoping it was indeed legally compliant.
Yeah.
So that's where we found ourselves. Eh? And sure. The legal cost order indeed that Kanzel must pay, it has to. It's illegal. And a judge that has ordered us to do so. So I think we'll take the report to Kanzel so that Kanzel must also know what has happened. Then a resolution to that effect will be taken.
Yeah. Speaker, another point I want to raise with you is just clarity around this outcome. Now, the court's outcome does not speak much about the initial processes that have already been taken by counsel. Among the processes, I understand, is that counsel had already resolved that there must be an investigative process. What then happens now following this court order? Does that investigative process fall off as a result of the court order, or it continues, but however the CFO must be placed back into her own position, being that of the CFO of the municipality, because she did not apply for this particular leave that council opted for her to take?
I think what is happening here, Musa, is that remember, there was no separate report. Everything that has been said, it was in one report. The issue of the investigation and the issue of a special leave to be given to the CFO was given on the basis that you want to do an investigation. So the report itself was presented in court, and it was argued in court. So it means that whatever decision we have taken based on the report, go through the entire document. It gives you timelines, the dates, and everything else that was done is concerned. On the basis of our action, take a report to council and resolve upon that report, which includes the issue of the special leave. We've been found because when they set aside, they don't set aside the issue of a special leave, but they set aside the report that we have resolved upon as council to grant or to give an effect of a special leave to the CFO.
Do you think that the municipality also have incurred a lot of expenses as a result of this? One, my understanding is that there is an investigative firm that was appointed, or an individual, I don't know how that worked, but also now you have to finish the legal costs of the CFO.
You know what happened, Musa? The process is that now that there's a court order, a report must be presented to council, which will also indicate the cost implication of everything else, which includes this judgment to us. But remember, Musa, it must be said before you that the matter was taken to court and council was never briefed formally in terms of this particular process. So that's why a report, same as the report that was brought to council, should be brought with an inclusive and a comprehensive report that will be able to tell council in all these aspects that you're asking me. I don't prepare reports, unfortunately. We'll await for those that are responsible who brought the report to council to consolidate that report and brought it before council with all what we have just raised will indeed be furnished in that report. And maybe after that council resolution, again, where we're going to sit quickly as council to look into the matter, we'll be able also to give you a proper response, which is informed by details on what costs were incurred, how much the firm that was appointed by the Hlanzeni District Municipality and everyone else. Remember, the resolution was that Hlanzeni District Municipality will carry the issue of the investigation on behalf of the municipality. So costs shall have been incurred by Hlanzeni District Municipality, which, if they have started that investigation or they have procured the issue of the law firm.
Speaker, yes. Thank you so much for being frank with us, even though the outcome seemingly does not favor a decision that you took as a collective, as council, but you were courteous enough to talk to us. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you, Musa.